episode 7 of the What Could Have Been
chapter.
Podcast.
We'll get there someday.
Oh, bloody hell, now we'll get there.
Chapters up.
By book 5, we'll be doing chapters.
Yeah, pamphlets.
We'll leaflets.
Yeah. Fridge stickers.
Maybe we'll have the extra long chapters where it's 3 hours of just listening
monologues.
I wonder how many listens do you reckon that would get?
Yeah, the initial
edit
listen.
It'll be us.
Us three.
The one server listen and one of us being like, okay, it's been released, let's listen one more time.
Yeah.
Also, I was about to congratulate Audacity for working first time, but it's doing the bloody... It's doing the slidey noise thing.
Audacity... If anybody out there actually knows how to lock the levels on Audacity, honestly, please tell us. Because we've learned and we're trying. We're trying hard. I mean, it's literally
the dark arts that,
like... It's just we don't know the fucking jargon to be able to search, how do you do this? And like...
Yeah, we're on chapter 17. No, chapter 19.
No,
still
brother, we're not going to figure it out until someone fucking comes over and is like, what are you doing, you idiots? Why have you not locked that? We're like, I don't know, mate, but we've been trying for ages.
The polished turd that is the final product is
still
a very polished turd. Still a
but
turd.
But we love the smell of it.
Turd's a turd.
Have you seen that?
Anyway, where are we? What are we doing today, boys? It's quite late on in the evening. It's dark outside.
It is, mate. We've had a busy day. Busy day.
We've been busy.
Working, visiting relatives.
These are notoriously busy.
This,
levitating.
Yeah. And also to timestamp this, I've got my graduation tomorrow.
Big up,
so
big
does
up.
Danny.
We're finally doing it.
Good boys.
We've spent so much money to be educated, and now we're in the real world where none of that means shit.
Here's your worthless
piece of paper. Here's something that meant something years ago, but now it's fucking nothing.
Yeah. I think all of my course mates very much use their degree properly.
Yeah, maybe that's us. Maybe that's an us thing. Yeah. Who'd have thought?
Maybe it's an us problem, not a them problem.
It's like Syndrome, Seb. If everyone's super,
mate,
no
syndrome.
One is.
Yeah, exactly. We're making the super super.
Yeah.
Supers, have you seen the fucking advert for season 3 of fucking The Boys?
Of course I have. You know. Mate, it looks wild.
I thought you said speaking of soup.
Speaking of soup, have you...
Have you seen the new minestrone release, bro? Super
half
limited
tail,
edition.
Bro. Half the arcs, double the tail.
Whoa, we never saw
ox
it coming.
Ox elbow.
This summer. Ox tail.
Elk knee.
2.5.
Yeah, well. Baponara. I've been playing a bit of Hollow Knight recently, so all my.
This Audacity thing's dooming that in. I'm having to stay on the slider keeping. I can't look at you beautiful boys.
We're having a bit of a shocker here, aren't we? This isn't the smoothest start.
You know what? Nah, I've got you back. I've got you back. Don't worry.
Got my back for good.
But
whatever you
say. Okay, shall we start?
Whatever you did, you didn't mean it. You just want me back.
Yeah. Yeah. I want you back. I want you back for good.
Whatever I say. Are we allowed to sing without doing that? Legal. We'll get legal on it.
We'll
I don't know if he'll be listening. Literally the day the episode gets released, the lawsuit rolls in.
These guys
are
great to know.
Do they think we're a big enough threat to file a lawsuit against us?
It's been done before. No, it's not.
Anyway, okay. Shall we
crack on?
Yeah, go on, kick us off,
okay,
Matt.
I'll start us off with my topic, which is... If we hybridized names in marriage or not marriage, when you became a legal entity with another person, rather than taking, famously in marriage, the man's surname, you more kind of hybridized them. You made them into one name. So less of the kind of hyphenated double barrel surnames and more of... actually making both surnames.
All right, let's
into
do it
one
with
name.
Us three now. Let's do it like Danny and Owen, Matt and Owen. Let's go.
We could be Sangreen.
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 That sounds
Sangreen.
So infectious.
Yeah,
We've got fucking gangrene. Sangrene.
Kaga.
Kaga or sangrene.
Kaga.
Lager. Kaga.
Lager.
Hoga or santin. Santin sounds a bit like what you'd eat instead of.
Santin sounds like a spice.
A hormone, maybe.
Santin, yeah. Yeah, you put your santin in your tagine.
Or horta.
We could be santinoline together.
Where's the L? Santinoline.
Oh, santinoline.
No, santinoline.
Santinoline. It sounds like a fucking... God. Something you clean your car with.
That's santinoline, lad.
Santinoline. I think, oh yeah, carton.
Carton. Yeah, cut.
These all sound like working men names.
Danny and
like
Matt Carton.
Yeah. Carter.
Owen and Danny
Carton.
Matthew and Owen. Was it?
Yeah, no, mate, they're proper man's names.
The Santin.
Do you have to, like, do you think legally you'll have to use every letter in both of your surnames?
I think it's up to you.
So you'll come up with some just like but horrific. Get,
yeah.
One imagine thing if like... you just had to alternate letters. Yeah, that'd be brutal.
Just like Welsh.
That'd make no sense.
Right, I don't have the minute.
That was your attempt at a like fucking that. Word.
That was me. No, that was literally, if you reverse what I just said, slow it down, that had all of the letters of our last name together.
No.
And they say that we're not a scientific podcast.
I mean, I think, who says that? We'll call them out. We'll tell them off. Bill Gates,
Bill Gates.
The scientific bloke I know.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know why I came up with this. I think I was thinking about how kind of sexist and archaic the idea of marriage is and, like, you know, kind of the whole possession of women, the taking the man's name, kind of losing their kind of identity.
Yeah, like the whole lineage is based around males, isn't it?
Ones if we kind of just had to bastardize and hybridize, completely forget the idea of kind of this lineage. It'd make family tree and doing your ancestry quite interesting. It'd be pretty hard to figure out. It would look cool, like the kind of.
It'll be more of investigation, wouldn't it? Because you got to do like countdown anagrams every time you want to work it out. You could do a conundrum where every time you're looking back.
How would you even? You could be related to so many different people. Like you might not even have a letter left.
Exactly. But it'd not be the same.
I think the same amount of people.
But I mean, it'd be the same amount of people, but like it'd be way harder to identify. I just think. All I'm thinking is like, what?
Yeah.
Say you had what Santin, so you two got married, and then you got divorced but kept the name, and then married me. It'd be Santin and Kareen, and then like you'd have.
Oh, that's a good point. What about second marriages?
Did you get freaky with it? But I suppose you could maybe if you wanted to go back.
Have fun with it.
But you could because when you get divorced, famously, you kind of do take back your maiden name or whatever. So. Yeah. You could just go back to whatever weird hybridized name you had before.
Yeah.
I think it's so much more
fun. I like it. Also, I remember once when I've got my nephew who's got the second name Gibbons because that's his dad's
great name.
But my sister's and my name's Sanger. And when me and my sister and my nephew went to Japan, we flew from Newcastle to Paris to Pisa. And we got to Pisa and the security guy was like, "Who the fuck is this kid?" He was like, "Both of these adults' names are Sanger. Who is this little Zeke Gibbons? We're not letting you get on the plane." And we were like, "What?" We were like, "What do you mean, man? We literally flown through like three countries, and we got another two planes to catch." Like, and then like, luckily, I think it was just the dude's second day. Like, and he got a bit of a bollocking when the boss came over.
He was trying, but, you to know, stop for moments like that. So he was doing all right, Joe.
I mean, fair play to him.
Yeah.
Nope, well, not letting your crew make
potato, potato.
This kid.
But yeah, for moments like that, it would make it easier, wouldn't it? Because you can just kind of be like, "Well, look at our names.
Smorgendeuken. Where are we from?
Smorgendeuk. Sanger Gibbons." To be fair, my nephew's got a sick name. It's Ezekiel Gibbons. Like, oh no, now he's Sanger Gibbons. He's got the double barrel because of that moment. Yeah, Ezekiel Sanger Gibbons. So that's like a lord's name. That like,
brother, he's gonna be
he's a celestial.
Mate, he's gonna be like, traversing some things.
Yeah, mate, he's gonna be a fucking movie star, brother.
Six. No, actually, the job he currently wants is to
be a pyrotechnic to make fires. Films. Easy.
That's about it. He just wants to make fires.
Just waits
that's what he wants
all
to be
year
when he
round for the single day of bonfire night.
Yeah.
Sets fires, and that sets him up for the year, mate.
Just hibernates till then. Just building his bonfire.
Just collecting wood all year round.
Yeah.
I know someone is actually a pyrotechnic guy who does all the computing and software.
Yeah, you
need
you do need a
big
lot of
show stuff.
A lot of
like a sick
fire,
job.
Firework displays now are just on not online, but like they're done by computer programs, aren't they?
Yeah. You've got to set up obviously manually, but then you're plugging
the
program.
Yeah, man, it's mental.
It's sick. Anyway, going back to it, do you think it would be a lot harder to find people, like phone book directories? And
To be quite honest, I don't think I've ever found anyone who's phone book directory. So I'm not sure if it would be easier or harder. I guess in some ways, but you like on a night out, you're still going to just know what their name is and you'll find them on socials just as easy. Mm-hmm. But maybe if you're trying to do that deeper delve into somebody's history or like a generational thing, it would definitely have some complications.
You can stalk them or like find out where were they here, like stalk them.
Do you both do it then?
In this and that.
So you were saying like you were trying to remove it from the woman taking the male's name, so like both the man and the woman take the hybridized name.
Yeah,
you come you together. You
maybe they can hybridize
it
in different ways.
Oh, that would just get so confusing.
That would add layers
to it,
bro.
The male takes the first half of his name and the second half of the woman's name, and the woman takes the first half.
The kid takes the middle of both of theirs.
Yeah, the kid just decides on their own which one they want to do. They just give them both names and let them make an anagram.
Yeah, they just chuck like plastic letters at them when they're born, and they just whichever
Have
ones they
ever,
grab.
Have you ever watched anything to do with like encryption computers and decoding and stuff? I'm just getting this right.
Yeah,
trying to make so many layers so no one can track you at all.
Some Edward Snowden shit right now.
Yeah, 100%.
Codes by fucking carrier pigeon. No way of encrypting them, is there? Or decrypting them.
Nah, you can't encrypt them. But yeah, would you make a double barrel with both of them, perhaps?
Well, that's what I was saying, like if...
What, two combinations?
Yeah, but you take both, so you would have the first of yours and the last of yours in the second one. So the first one you have the start of yours.
Yeah.
So for us, so me and Owen, it would be, say, Horger, Santin.
Horger and Santin.
And that, so you would be, you'd take that and
you'd be
down.
Owen, Horger, Santin.
Yeah.
So not only are we hybridizing, we're double barreling. To be fair, I kind of like that. Because then you could.
Well, what if every time? What if it was generational as well? So like each time you got married, you just added on to the.
Yeah,
family.
Well, that's what I mean. It'd be.
So
it would
just
be a bit easier for identification, wouldn't it? I was thinking like
we'll end up with these like massive like short novella.
It'd be
easier
for royal families back in the day to identify if we did double barrel the combinations, though.
Oh, because they were always marrying people inside the family anyway, weren't they?
Yeah, mate, Horton just... Horton married Horton, it'd just be Horton.
Horton.
And then you get the rogue one that married someone else outside the family. It's Horton.
It's Horton squared, like...
Yeah, Horton cubed, mate. Horton to the fifth degree.
We like that. Sounds like I'm taking over the world.
Exponential Horton.
You're just getting further inbred, mate. That's all it is.
Inside of bread again.
Dad, my favourite place. But making medical records and stuff like that would be quite tricky. Filing systems. Like before computers, filing systems would have been a nightmare. Like, you couldn't just be like, oh, right, I'm looking for their grandma's details. You can just be like, oh, look under the same name. It would end up being some...
Yeah, there is like a use, isn't there, in terms of storage. For having the same family name.
Yeah.
I mean, there is some kind of logic to how we do it now, but I was just thinking, how could you get rid of this kind of archaic?
Let's chuck logic in the bin for good mouthfeel.
Yeah, for good mouthfeel, baby.
Yeah, we need
good
mouthfeel.
To be fair, when has this show ever had logic?
It's called What Could Have Been, mate. It's,
yeah,
it's
not what is.
It's not called logic.
It's not called logic or what is happening right now, is it? You know.
No, it's not called a logic if could have been logic.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake, what are we on about?
That's a name. But I'm loving it.
Surname.
Surname hybridization, Danny. Get on the same page.
Yeah. Idiot.
It should be called Madame
Going
names.
Back to the kind of industry, if you're ever in any credits, you would want to try and make it the longest. So you stand out in the credits of anything. You want to have your name as long as possible. So maybe you double barrel the double barrel. And then we're having like a four.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to quadruple barrel the names.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I think. That's what Ohm was hitting at before.
Yeah.
If you double barrel the double barrel, every time you get married, you're just going to further that barrel, mate. You're going to have a fucking shotgun. Barrel
roll. You're going to be fucking sending barrels, mate.
Fucking sending fucking barrels, mate. Yeah, fucking shred it, cunt. Fucking barrels for fucking days, mate. Fucking aye.
Yeah.
I want to go surfing.
That's it, really. I mean, not going to lie, this was a little fun, sweet one. I didn't really think we were going to solve any big issues with this one.
To be honest, the entire chapter of this this week or whatever time you listen to it, it might be on a weekend, who knows. Yeah, it's
15,006.
15, back in the day.
Maybe. Yeah, time travelling, you never know. We might have invented it. And obviously, the first thing we'd send back is this podcast.
Specifically this yeah. this moment from this
podcast. Yeah, and they'd be like, what, they hybridise? What?
What? We can put all of this into action so that when the podcast actually gets recorded, it's already been done.
Imagine them using this as like the gospel. Like this is like the holy scripture.
I don't want to imagine that. I'd feel sorry for
Danny 3:16.
Mate, no.
Danny 3:16.
No one should ever take what I
thou
say
as
Bible or gospel. Or no, this is not a religious standpoint. Not for now, anyway. We can see where we end up, you know.
Yeah, we'll get legal on writing that up. This is not holy scripture.
We got legal on that one.
Who is our legal? I think our legal probably is just some bloke that we found. That Danny's found at a car park.
Mate, found at a car park, mate. He's leading me to a car park. I don't know about fucking found him there. I do find the oddest dude though. This is how the podcast came together, isn't it?
Yeah, but Danny be like, yeah, mate, I've got some kind of lawyer. I met him at Oxford
collaboration
services.
Of strange people that I've met. About we should film some stuff.
Yeah, Danny's really been trying to push this porno. It's a bit weird.
Oh, mate. He's
been pushing the porno.
What porno are we on about? Which one? What are we talking about?
Which one?
Which one?
Wait, I've been trying to push a lot of it.
Danny's Dastardly Dick 3.
It's Queen's Conundrum, mate. And it's just trying to figure out
the creamy conundrum.
Wait, no, that's not what we're thinking about. That's not what we're doing. I've not been trying to push any porno.
Yeah, you're really going for the whole, you know, covering your tracks and the whole legal side.
Bro, mate, we've got...
My lawyers have advised me not to
got legal for
this.
A reason, mate. It's been hot on the fucking... They've been hot on my case this fucking the other week, man. Not allowed to say what I'm saying. And they're like, well, you better cover your tracks. Make sure you at least admit to not admitting it. And I'm like, oh, right, fair enough. I'll say it and then not say it and then...
Make sure you admit to not admitting it. That sounds like a trap.
Mate, you can't trap the entrappers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure, question mark?
Yeah, maybe.
I could put, well, what if you put a bear trap around a mouse trap?
Oh, mate, then that's fucking one.
Entrapment.
That's trapping a trap.
Yeah, you're trapped.
Yeah.
Do not react, you are the saboteur.
Do not react, you are the saboteur. Mate, imagine
well, the challenge begun.
I wish that shit.
And
was
you should
so
think weird. It was real as well. You should be like, wow, this woman speaking. Mate, realistically, that show was just some bloke was like, yeah, okay, mate. Okay, just don't react. You're basically gonna be it for this round. You gotta do this.
So, right, everybody, it's gonna be the kid with the blonde hair. Nobody say out to him. He's gonna try and fuck you up. Yeah, mate, just pretend none of it's happening.
Oh, mate, the magic of those TV shows where it's just like, you're like, wow, yeah, really, famously Raven, when you're like...
Yeah, Raven. We were like, well, those kids just died and went through a portal.
Yeah.
You're like, rest in peace, I really wanted him to
win.
Are
you saying the guys in Jungle Run aren't trapped in the jungle temples forever?
Oh, Jungle Run.
Crystal Maze.
Mate, the Crystal Maze experience, man, is fucking something you do not turn your nose about. It's really good.
What, do you have to actually do it?
Yeah, I did it with my family, and I got a fucking climbing one. Epic. It was literally, you just got to traverse around a fucking like room of spikes, obviously fake rubber spikes. They gave me gloves. I was like, can I fuck them off? And I literally ran around it, and she was like, that's not as easy as it looks. It's like, well, if you've ever climbed a wall, it's not that difficult.
If you had a year 7 climbing party like me.
No, literally, mate, if you've been on a wall before, like, it wasn't, it was fucking, it was somewhat jug central. There was a few different things
jug
here and there.
Jug central, baby.
Other than that,
yeah.
It was fun, man.
That Danny only climbs walls that have pure jugs.
No, well,
I do like a jug.
I love a good jug. Set of them's better.
Danny climbs the fortified defences of your DMs.
Love that. Speaking, yeah, so
back to hybridization.
Yeah. I think that's about it, really. We've really covered that. Yeah. One.
Should we move on to mine then? Ready? Boop, bap, boop, boop.
So first of all, what?
I was trying my new noise.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking hate editing this one.
Oh yeah, I forgot why we did the transition. my question. I get really into noises, man. I'm wondering, what if we had companion creatures for life?
Fuck yes. Yeah. How many do we get?
So I was thinking, initially I was thinking, what if we chose them? But then now I'm kind of leaning more towards, like, it's more like a spirit animal, familiar, like, some kind of, well, we can delve into all.
I was thinking, like, Pokemon, you got to catch them all. Like, you just make friends with so many animals, like, you just make a friend, and, and then they're with you forever. Or
you're thinking more like you've got to capture
them. No. I was more like make friends with
them. Or befriend them.
Like, if I befriended a swan, and swan just every time I went to the local pond, like, rocked up and was like, well, not in English, but in swan talk, like, wagwan, Danny fam, what's so good?
Would these animals communicate with you on kind of a more spectral?
Yeah, I feel like you and the animal have an understanding that goes maybe beyond human language.
So it's kind of that universal consciousness.
Kind of like what twins have, you know what I mean? Where they
freaky twin
just have
bastards.
This understanding.
So let's define the question. Do we have to choose this animal? Is it one, or is it just the fact we can
make
friends?
Should be one. I think it should be one. And I'm unsure as to whether it's an animal that you choose, or if it's maybe an animal which is born to existence with you.
Right, is it like the Golden Compass, where it's a familiar that changes as your personality changes?
Is that how that works?
I would love that.
What was the TV show, His Dark Materials? Was that it? That was
I don't know, brother.
Yeah. I don't know, but it kind of took over.
Yeah, that's the overarching... Yeah.
I didn't realise they changed. I thought it was
they changed.
I don't think they do. Do they?
I believe so. Mm. As you level up as a person, as some people call it aging.
So maybe I quite like...
Yeah, it changes with your personality. I think it's as you go through puberty. I think at a certain point, it stabilizes and becomes like the familiar.
As you become a stable person, as you cement your identity.
Yeah, mate, my one.
Oh, I like that. I really like that.
It's good one.
It evolves.
You'd be able
to
tell if someone's doing well mentally as well, because the fucking animal would be the same.
Do you think that the animal would be an extension? Do you think the animal would be an extension of you, or maybe be like a foil to you?
Well, this is your question.
Fill in the blanks of your weaknesses. So maybe if you're like really shy, you'd have like a really big cuddly dog.
Well, see, we've had this if we're basing it on I can't remember what the series you just said, but the Golden Compass
fits into. It's
Dark Materials. It is your like personality counterpart. So it complements you.
Complements,
Oh,
it depends on how you feel. Like, what do you want the familiar to be in your realm, Owen?
What do I want the familiar?
Well, it's your
to
question,
be?
Isn't it?
No, I quite like that. I like the idea of it kind of being the other part of the jigsaw for you.
Yeah. So, as you may know, I'm quite an erratic man. So I've been told mine would be like a really small mouse.
yeah.
But like, that's like sits and like fucking just like tickles me, or like, I don't even know. I just got told, because we were going into all these like grandiose big ideas, and then I was like a tamarin and all like these cool little monkeys. And then someone was like, what about just like a little grasshopper mouse or something that was, just really sturdy and really cute.
Jiminy Cricket. From Pinocchio.
Yeah, Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
No, never mind. That was a dumb question. I was going to say, could everybody see it? But yeah, because it's...
I don't know. Well, I kind of did a little bit of digging. Familiars were a part of folklore, as many things often turn out to be. And yeah, like witches and stuff. And it says like in the Middle Ages, like 16th century, stuff like that, that the... people believe that these witches, kind of druids, had these familiars that could be sometimes they believe that they were physical beings that they could actually see, like, so like an actual rabbit or something, or more of like the kind of ethereal, non, what's the word for being body? No, didn't actually have a physical body.
I didn't realize
people actually believed that these were real, well, real entities that used to exist. I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Given the realm that we're creating, would you be able to have like a spiritual connection or some sort of connection where you see out of their eyes in a sense, or like,
or like in Game of Thrones where you can like walk into them?
I've never seen it.
Well, you can do that. Yeah, they can do that. Like when they're sleeping, they kind of can see through.
Have they got like familiars and stuff in Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Well, it's not necessarily a familiar, but some of them have the ability to. They're called skin changers, where they can basically hijack the bodies of other animals, or if you're real strong, another human.
Yeah. But didn't they have the wolves? Which family is it? Have
the dire wolves.
The dire wolves. Star family.
I know that much. I think it would just be. I like the idea of being born with you, and then like it kind of is there when you need the kind of boosts of when you need that kind of extra energy or that confidence or that this or that.
I think it would that do
bit of extra strength.
It
maybe.
Do wonders for people's mental health, man. Like,
oh yeah, always having companion, because isolation, loneliness, biggest problems.
Having something that loves you unconditionally, or like knows when you're feeling down, or knows when you're up, like. Just has your back through and through, regardless of what you're going through. It doesn't give a shit about anything else. It's on your side regardless. Bro, that would be epic. That would be the best thing. Imagine, you're going through hard times and this slithery snake just comes and starts tickling your nose. Like, mate, get out your head. Come on, let's
sort it out.
Yeah. Like, it'd be...
Mate, I want to have a tasseled wobbadong.
Is that a thing?
It's a shark.
Little carpet shark, like. They just fucking dwell at the
sick,
bottom.
Mate. They blend into the fucking ground.
Yeah,
mate.
That'll just teach me how to just like, you know, for once stop moving and just relax. Because I bounce off the walls, I'm climbing, jumping, throw myself off things.
But I also thought sharks can't stop moving.
No,
I feel like the tasseled wobbegong can.
Sharks, tasseled wobbegong.
It's a broad,
than your
it's a broad statement to say sharks can't stop moving, because it's a small amount of them that need to live in water that's moving over their gills so they can get out.
Well, I don't know. There you go. Debunk that fact, zoology boys.
Maybe also have a proboscis just so I could squeeze its nose when
I'm
stressed.
I'm thinking now. You've got me thinking. Will or would we live in?
No, will.
Will
it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I will make it.
Will we live in the habitat that our familiar/animal is related to? So the fact you wanted a wobbegong, you want a shark, does that mean you live in
a bottom dweller?
Yeah, do you live on the bottom of the ocean, or like in a rock pool, or like but like, you know what I mean? Like you can't.
That's a good point.
You can't exactly
dream on land.
If your familiar has a physical being, you're kind of fucking it over there, aren't you? Come on, why are you not supporting me, you bastard?
Yeah, I'm a tasseled wobbadong. I can't live in Scarborough.
Scarbados, mate. It's fucking pucker there, like.
No, I can see you now just kind of having an argument and just walking away from the sea, being like, fuck off. I need a moment. I've had it up to here with you.
I need to see Tassie.
But you know what? The best thing, you could just fall in the ocean and get swooped away by your animal. You could just be like, right, fuck it,
like
I'm
in
off.
Moana, when her grandma's... spiritual she's thing.
The mantle.
Some big mantle.
Shiny.
Yeah.
Shiny. What fucking tune.
That was a massive tune. Like.
See what's happening here. You're face to face.
How do you think we'd incorporate Do you reckon we'd incorporate these into different parts of life as well, other than just mental health and having
nice
calls?
Oh, yeah, no, it would be like, it could help you out with this and that. Like, a monkey famously kind of could go... get up to
do you reckon you'd be allowed to use them in MMA fights?
What would happen if
I think so.
You get to use tag team with your animal.
What, like, so with your wobblegong, you grab its tail and like, do a spinning attack.
Could they breed?
No,
like,
breed.
If you had, say, if you met a partner,
okay, that's getting weird.
They also had
maybe
animal that was of the same species.
If we're hybridizing stuff, we're hybridizing the fucking familiars as well.
That's what I mean. Like, yes. Say, if it were, whatever partner you may we're choose, making... whether or not they had a species of monkey that was, like, largely similar.
We'll get a tasseled wobbegong capybara.
I've got a point for when we wrap this up that is You've just got something going.
You're
going
to rev it up real.
What's it called? I think it's called a gelada. There's basically a type of monkey.
Gelada.
Gelada, yes, a gelada.
The grass eating monkey.
The grass eating monkey, but mate, they're in a different genus. So you've got genus species for anybody that doesn't know, and a lot of things in the same genus can breed, but with different species. But the gelada is in a different genus to the baboon, but can have offspring with the baboon.
And also, they look so similar to
them. They look ridiculous.
Such different. Yeah, like, well, their lifestyle is pretty similar, but their diet and stuff is just.
Completely different.
So they just eat grass.
Yeah, mate.
And they like, the males are absolutely fucking wham, bam, wibbity wom.
Wait, where are they from?
I think they're in Africa.
They live on mountains.
Give me this name again.
Gelada.
Yeah, they live on grass plains.
Shout out to the Wild episode, another podcast that is absolutely inspirational. If you love animals, there's a 30-minute. Episode on the gelada. It basically goes into weird and wonderful animals, and it was half an hour of either history or just like loads of different shit. And it's, I can't remember his name, I want to shout him out, but it's some dude from Scotland, even though he doesn't really sound Scottish, he sounds quite posh. But yeah, the Wild episode.
Fucking
gelada, mate.
They also sound like an Italian dessert, but.
The gelada.
I get your gelada roll.
Gelada here.
Like your gelada from New York. Gelada.
The guy's name was Brian Ruckley.
Brian Ruckley. Sounds like a good lad.
Yeah.
Why? My mind kind of went to, if anyone's watched Big Mouth, a bit of an out there show. Some people think it's the weirdest thing ever, but I think it is. One of the weirdest things ever, but it also it tackles some very kind of like pertinent issues. That was my little plug for Big Mouth. But yeah, they've got all the kind of hormone monsters and stuff in that.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, yeah, this familiar would be there through puberty, through this, through that, for all your issues being like, don't do that.
One main issue, a lot of animals don't have a similar lifespan to humans.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying.
They're an extension of us, though.
If it's spiritual, then it's an extension. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Unless it's physical, then you might have to taxiderm it.
Well, I think it could. It's in the physical world, but it's attached to us. Yeah.
So does it get all old and mangy?
It feeds off our life force.
It gets old with us. It ages with us. I like.
Got pretty pathetic. Like, your shark is kind of swimming to one side, going around in circles.
Do you reckon it has to stay with you all the time, or can it fuck off? Like, if you got an office job and he's
I want to go ape. I kind of want a magpie. I'd want it to bring me things.
Yeah, it's quite
a magpie, but you can just get one. That is like a real life companion, isn't it? Like, we have guide dogs, we've got pigeon messengers, we got capuchins that help people with mobility problems.
All right, fine. I'd like
think big. Get a bloody
think big
condor,
mate.
A condor that brings you jewelry.
Yeah. Get yourself like a fucking shoe bill.
Oh, mate, they're
carrying your
Lucas
aid in
his
mouth. Yeah, they are.
Like, how do they hold their bloody bills up, mate? They're too big. They're too big.
They're just a guillotine waiting to fall.
100%.
Literally.
And can I have a colony of ants?
As one, would you say that?
Because they have a hive mind.
Yeah. Super organism. Yeah.
Super organism.
Yeah.
Hive mind. Or bees.
That's
bees
clever.
Would be kinda sick.
Bees would be pretty good.
A bee colony.
I get all the honeys.
That'd be your chat line. And then bees disappear from everywhere. Hey.
Yeah, and sting them everyone to death. I get all the honeys and they always die.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so yeah, going back to the whole, can they speak to each other? Or are they purely in this kind of isolated union with you?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, can other people interact with your animal? Or is this...
Yeah. Oh no, I'm kind of thinking that it is just there, kind of in your. It's sort of like your imaginary friend, but actually.
But it physically exists and maybe it's provable to you.
So, did we decide if it can change throughout puberty, or is it you get. Not that you get assigned an animal, but like an animal is born alongside you and it ages as you age.
Yeah, it's not.
Right, so quick question then. When the birthing process happens, what would we need? Like. We're going to have, like, because we're going to have to prepare for this other animal to just appear. So we're going to have, like, a fresh water tank, a salt water tank, both warm and cold water. We're going to have, like, Because if you had a fish baby...
Yeah, well, as if you don't know what animal's going to come
out. Yeah, like, you have no idea what's happening.
So you've got, like, your fucking arid desert climate. Yeah, you've got your salt plains.
It's so much longer.
Because, like... Maybe
it'd be very expensive. Like, hospitals would just be, like, a microclimate.
Yeah.
Mate, baby, otherwise, if you're...
So you can get the ultrasound instead of finding out if it's a boy or a girl, you're like, oh, I think it's a geothermal bacteria.
It's going to be an arthropod, I promise. It's
So would we just start giving birth in zoos? Like, yeah. Is that what, like, with zoos and hospitals...
Rushing to the nearest location.
Yeah, there are... Fuck, we need to know. Our animals, do you reckon our animals are going to have, like, their teenage rebellious phase as well, where they're, like, not that domesticatable...
Yeah, and they're just shitting, like, everywhere.
Yeah,
your lion's just out there eating dogs and that.
When you're a dickhead, the animal will be a dickhead and just not respond to it.
Or would it be nice when you're a dick?
Yeah, it's complimentary, isn't it? So it's like, it'll probably be there for you when you're fucking, you feel like the world.
Yeah, so as soon as you get stable, you've actually just got the least stable companion for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but it brings out a bit of
whisper. He's like, oh, fall apart again.
Brings out your wild side, doesn't it?
Get angsty wobbegong.
Yeah.
That's a good name for
Angsty Wobbegong.
An indie band.
Yeah.
Angsty
grunge band, like.
Yeah. We're the Angsty Wobbegongs. We're here to fuck up the system.
Well, you know, I think more they would be intrinsically linked to you. So maybe, yes, they're complementary when you need that kind of opposite viewpoint. But also, they would also reflect some of your behaviours, I reckon. Yeah.
And they balance you rather than just are your opposite.
Yeah, yeah, they balance
you. It's like a yin and yang, yeah.
So when you need to get that rage out, it bloody goes Super Saiyan and just starts doing some mad shit.
Yeah. Oh, this sounds nice, guys.
Like,
if you could have any monkey, I guess you can guess what animal I want.
Wait, I'd actually want a gorilla, I think.
The Wobbegong's all good crack, but, like, I think I'm more just like the mouthfeel of the weird than the animal. I do like the idea of having a big silverback gorilla I could ride around on.
Mm-hmm. That would be kind of
sick. Just for, like, general crack.
An elephant would be pretty cushy.
I kind of want a megalodon shark.
Oh, so we can get prehistoric. Okay, then.
Well, I mean, I don't know. If we're going to go that far, I'd get like a Diplodocus dinosaur.
Do you know that? It'd be inconvenient when you need to store him. Unless he doesn't actually have... if it doesn't have a physical, then it's kind of chilling.
Well, I don't know. All right, well, maybe... I don't know. Like I said, ideally, like an ant colony.
Yeah, I do like that. The idea of a hive mind super organism.
That would be pretty sick.
Would they have superpowers? Maybe. Would they be able to unleash some kind of...
I kind of just want a fucking flying fox, you know?
Yeah, mate, second episode in a row you've talked about it.
Man, I fucking love flying foxes, man.
What is the name of that massive ape that used to live?
It's like Gigantopithecus.
Yeah.
Gigantopithecus.
Let me fucking Google. Gigantopithecus blackie. And apparently it's the largest ape that ever lived. Stood 3 meters tall, weighed half a ton.
Right, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Bro Grogan. Yeah, I'd actually just have Joe Rogan.
The Gigantopithecus. It's early to mid Pleistocene. Which is fucking recent, to be fair.
Yeah.
A couple of Wednesdays.
Only like 200 to 0.3 million years ago.
They look a lot like orangutans, don't they? They look like and a silverback. And
I was going to say, they look
but
like
the baby
thick,
was like three times the size of both of them.
A thick boy orangutan.
Thick boy baby.
Yeah. Fatty.
Yeah, well, it says that they are closely related to the orangutan.
Hmm. Nice. Well, yes.
Yeah, so it says here as well, they're just like really good crack.
I just fucking love the fucking booze, mate. They're fucking top notch on the night out, like.
Love cuddles and chess.
Wow. That's
really bad at chess, though, so they let you win a lot.
Well, so quickly, yeah, what would it actually be then? You'd have. Owen, what would you have?
I think I'm having the Gigantopithecus.
Fair. Danny?
Do we have either? I don't know. I'd either want like an ant colony or a flying fox, man.
Flying fox. Flying fox,
there I could just feed it fruit all the time.
You could just get your ant colony to take the shape of a flying fox. And fly.
Yeah, but a flying fox can fucking...
Fly.
Wait, if the ants figure it out, I reckon they could...
Not a lying fox.
I think a flying fox has got to be the one. It's flying fat. I mean, it's only, what? It's only like 4 foot, but I think with its wingspan, it's massive.
Yeah, no, it's like 2 meter like, wingspan, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
6 foot at least, like.
Yeah, no, it's massive.
Yeah, no, I think if we're going all wild, I think I'm going Phoenix. You know what I mean?
A Phoenix? Why not? Yeah.
Because,
I'm sorry, I didn't think of it.
Maybe the whole army of your lads would be my...
Alright, well, hold on, where's this Phoenix? Where's this
The your lads can have fun with this.
You're going for a fucking griffin or something then? You're going for a phoenix? I go for a minotaur if we're going down that route.
Yeah, I'll go for a bloody
I'm actually going to go for fucking, you know, Zapdos from Pokemon, the fucking electric bird. Go for a bloody pterodactyl with a megalodon's head and fucking...
I'm going to go for Sauron's master, Morgoth, from Lord of the Rings, like...
Hey, well, I'm going to go for the Balrog.
The Balrog of Morgoth. What did you say? Okay, well...
Yeah, I think we've covered that one, like...
Nice.
Oh, shit, I've got to remember what I was on about now.
Yeah, because I don't remember what it is.
You said, what if dogs had 8 elbows?
Yeah, it's just a bit weird one, that. Me and Walking Too Many Dogs, legs,
they? Done. Game over. Finito. That's not what I said, so let's move on. Cue the transition sounds, please.
Oh, my God.
Matt, have you got there we one? Are. We're going to keep doing it until you do one.
There you go.
Oh, that's quite nice. I like that one.
Yeah, it's probably a nice little send-off. Okay, so we've got my question, which is, what if humans shed their skin?
Nice.
So, there's just for a bit of jargon, there is one word called exorcist.
Good name, Exorcist.
It's my favourite movie.
Exorcist is E-C-D-Y-S.
I need it lowercase.
I-S? Yeah, lowercase, uppercase, whatever you want. E-C-D-Y-S-I-S. The process of shedding the old skin, mainly in reptiles, because I don't really know any other animal that does it.
Oh, mate, me. Apart from insects. My mate Kira.
Casting off the creatures. Well, yeah, so, what was it? Ectasis.
I got eczema.
But then you've got, it's like desquamation. Desquamation.
Desquabulate.
Desquabulation. So you've got ectasis, which is like the actual process of shedding your entire sort of ectoskeleton, as it were, or skin. And then the desquamation or desquamation, which is like just peeling your skin off, or like the outer layer of your skin coming off quite gradually. But we desquamate or desquagmate, whatever you want to call it. That's technically what you eat. So rather than desquagulating, what if we ectasized or committed?
Yo guys, are we exquibulating or are we desquabulating
or are we squib squamazing?
Are we ectasizing or desquabulating this year?
Rather than desquabulating,
what have we ectasized?
So yeah, like a whole unit of our skin came off.
Rather than in normal terms, rather than creating dust and just gradually little flakes of our skin coming off. Mm-hmm. What if to shed our skin we had to like do a shit zipper type skin, fucking cartoon zipper yink, and take our skin off?
Yeah, but and you can have, I am
how often?
As often as you want, baby.
Whenever you want, like.
Whenever needs it. If you fell over, if you fell off a fucking rock face or a cliff or something,
you just rip the whole thing off.
Probably a bad idea. If you fell over and grazed your knee, you'd have to get rid of that fucking.
It'd be like shark teeth.
Yeah, exactly. It's very similar to shark teeth. Yeah, well, somewhat.
Except not made of bone.
Except on your skin, like the epidermal layer, rather than you know your bones and your teeth.
Oh, it'd be well annoying for tattoos, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah,
but tattoos just go a bit deeper. You'd have to get them refreshed a lot.
I thought this though, like, how do tattoos actually do what they do? Like,
I think it goes into the subdermis layer, doesn't it? Rather than having the top layer, it goes into the layer that I think potentially is below the
Oh, these are words we all should definitely know.
Not subdermal.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember learning all the different layers.
Yeah. I know.
Epidermis. There's quite a few layers, but I think it goes below that. Surely it just goes.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm thinking. So if we if we exercise, so if we shed our skin wholly rather than descoagulated, or whatever you call it, rather than gradually flaking, and we have to like take our skin off, surely it would be like an onion, like layer by layer, and we would grow from.
Because I think I don't know how exactly it works, but I think maybe they create one layer. Because I used to have a snake. Rest in peace, Usain. And I think shout out to my pet when I was 10.
Fastest snake in the West.
Snake in the West. But yeah, I think it's because they have to shed it, because when they grow, their skin, unlike ours, it's not a constant kind of living organ that is can stretch and kind of repair.
This is exactly that.
So
they basically outgrow the skin. Like,
yeah, because it's not like it ever lost pigment, like the natural pigment of its scales and stuff. So I think it's like an outer layer that kind of forms as a coating.
It's like tarantulas as well. Like, they just get bigger than they need to be. So, same with a lot of insects. Like, they just
push it out.
Imagine wearing a top every single day, and you're gradually getting fucking swole, and like that top's getting too small. You got to take that top off and put a bigger one on. You know what I mean?
Well, I can tell you from having dry skin, it would probably be a super uncomfortable. Like, the feeling of having your tight, dry skin, which is kind of what it is. Hardened.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, that would be a day of it. Like, I feel like we've got a bit of advantage with.
You'd probably get a bath and like soak it off.
Yeah. Slime bath. I definitely have a sludge soak.
Do you reckon we'd have like swimming pools dedicated to fucking
shedding? That's disgusting. I don't even want to think.
The squab tub. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I reckon you could potentially have like a service where, like, where you go for a spa day, but you go for
you get rolled out of your skin like a tube of toothpaste.
Look here. You reckon people are scran it like?
Yeah, I reckon you would eat it. Definitely be.
Yeah, you can make crisps out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how much use it would be though. Like, what nutritional use would dead skin
yeast? What kind of yeast am I pulling from this skin?
I reckon if you're a big enough dude, people would buy it for like a fucking sleeping bag or something.
Why? Do big people taste nicer?
I think no, not to eat it. They just want to wear it.
Do you not eat sleeping bags?
No. Well, I've not found any taste ones yet.
No, not since my last one.
Maybe like trying them.
You get it. We got my indigestion last
time. Yeah, you're sucking on your sleeping bag.
I reckon it'd be a fetish. It'd kind of be that kind of thing. Like, obviously. Yeah, like
eating your placenta.
Yeah, well, that's not a fetish.
Do you reckon it'd be a kink to not shed your skin?
I'm sure it's a placenta fetish.
Do you reckon there'd be a small amount of people that just refuse to shed the skin and just burst out of it when it fucking gets
Well, probably be more difficult. Maybe if you really liked your hair. Maybe if you spent a lot of time growing your hair or your eyebrows, you wouldn't want to shed all your skin.
But it's not connected, though.
Oh, is it not? Are we just doing like very thin layer?
Well, yeah,
so
well,
you can pull the skin off your scalp and your hair stays there.
I guess it would kind of, like the
follicles. Yeah, but it'd rip around the scalp, but like it'd look like you've left a patch of where your hair was.
Yeah. But like you kind of got to pick it out, maybe.
I guess
that's what the service would be.
Like, kind of
keep all your hair in this Turkish de-squabulators.
Yeah.
in the de-squabulating chamber.
I think the service would be like, you know how you get car wash? You can either go to a car wash, get it done, or you can do it at home. But doing it at home is a lot more effort.
It costs more to get it privately done.
Yeah, definitely.
Rather than like
a NHS service.
Yeah, the NHS de-skinning.
Yeah.
Or do you reckon you could just do it at home? Like, there'd be a movement of like, it's not natural to get it removed by professional bodies in
people have been de-squabulating on their own for thousands of years.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it'd be a luxury service to go treat yourself.
Yeah. Do you think this is a thing that people want to do in private? Or do you think it's going to be a celebrated thing? Like a kind of metamorphosis? Or do you think it's gonna be more?
Yeah,
like,
is it seasonal?
Don't pick your scab in public.
The way you can sync up your cycles if you're on your period. Do you reckon you can sync up your skinning cycle?
Squabulating.
Sync up the squabulating.
You're squabulating squab. Sequencing, man. They can
the eye squab.
The eye squab. Squab at home. The most seamless squabbing you'll ever do.
Squab is a family unit. We squabulate every Wednesday after squab practice.
Our life became better with the eye squab.
How squabble it? How many times do you reckon
squab squad.
Oh my god. How, fuck me. How frequently do you reckon you need to squabble it?
How frequently? I don't know.
I thought you said whenever you want.
I mean,
I think through puberty, obviously you're growing a lot more. But then after that, I think it would become more of a, rather than a necessity, it become more of a kind of cleansing.
Needs must, sort of.
Yeah, become a you know, oh god.
Because yeah, that's what you do. You kind of do it to disperse pathogens and dirt, mm-hmm. don't you? That's why they shed.
So you wouldn't wash rather than not washing. You just de-squab.
Oh, that's a good point. You just de-squab every night.
Every now, oh mate, yeah. Because rather than get a shower, you just get a chamber where you can just shed your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Just take your fucking. All right, would you be a morning shedder or an evening shedder?
I usually shower in the evening.
Yeah, so you're fresh.
I like the idea of de-squabulating just before bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have like loads of dandruff and
it's fret, mate. Yeah, it's fret, mate. That's few people that shower before they go to bed, and I feel like they've got it cracked, mate. They're the ones that know what's going on.
Yeah, but also showering in the morning.
Part of a select crowd.
I feel like warm showers at night to fucking de-squabulate yourself, and a cold shower to fucking give yourself that mental kick get going.
I get that. Do you reckon, like, do you know how when, Matt Morpheus, like a mayfly is quite fragile, or this is like an insect's quite fragile.
And when you first come out.
Yeah, you got to be like really careful of the sun, maybe.
Sunburn, yeah. Or wind.
I think so.
Yeah, have you got to wait for your fucking epidermic layer to harden again after you've squabulated? Mm.
I think so. Maybe that's when you watch a film.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I reckon that'd be in the premium service. I reckon you'd get someone giving you a cheeky massage with some lotions to make your body nice and secure for the next day. Why are you laughing at me?
Danny would be squabulating all the time.
I
need that masseuse again.
Oh my god, I just squabulated. You need to massage me like right now.
I kind of want to look at more of the kind of societal impacts this would have. Like you said, would it be a kind of taboo thing or not?
I think culturally it would be different, kind of like how we view sex. Some cultures talk about sex openly, but there's a really conservative about it.
We were just talking about eating it and having it as a sleeping bag, so I think it'd not exactly be something we're going to ignore. Like, I don't think it's something we can, like, not look at. I mean, if we're talking about it as a shower, like, it's going to be as common as a shower or, like, go in the toilet, understandably so, pissing and shitting. Not exactly.
You do them on your own, don't you?
Yeah, they're still quite taboo.
Not always.
In the modern world,
not always, but generally.
I think, like, do you know how the Romans used to have all the big communal shitters and stuff like that?
Yeah, I reckon communal showers, man. I reckon it would be an event. I reckon you'd go after work. You'd go, you know, down your local squabulation centre, have a little shed, go for a pint. Bob's your uncle. Fanny's your aunt. Go home.
Yeah, do you think it would be kind of talking about the communal shower? Do you think as a kid you'd be really nervous to kind of do it? Like, because people would end up doing it. Yeah, like,
in fact, squabulate anxiety.
Yeah.
I reckon there'd be like a period of time when you're young enough that you're squabulate in front of any man. And then when you get a bit older, you get to teenage age. Years, and you're a bit like, oh, I don't want to squabulate in front of anyone. And then after that, you're
We've been together for 2 months now.
Yeah.
I want you to see me squabulate.
It definitely would be a fetish, though, kind of thing. Like, of picking off all
some
the.
Some people would
purchase it. Yeah, or purchase, like, used pants or some weird shit. Like
would you want to be squabulated on?
I don't know, probably not, no. Because I'm
just covered in dry skin.
Move that one.
Just because from my own personal experience, I hate my own skin when I, like, have dry skin. So I don't think. When I squabulate. I don't think I want anyone else.
I don't celebrate when I squabulate.
Yeah, I'm probably the best case study here, aren't I? As I'm familiar with.
I can't say I squabulate all that much.
It's just a bit long.
There's no L, it's squab mate, it's squabmation.
Squabmation.
Squabnation, baby.
Squab.
People doing squabulate tricks.
Right, okay.
They'll be like the TikTokers who'll be like, yo, check out this new squabulation technique.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you want me to, I'll spell it out for you. D E S Q U A M A T I O N.
Squabmation.
That doesn't sound like disquabulate.
Desquabnation.
Where do you get the L from, Danny?
I didn't.
Introducing this new word that has nothing to do with the topic.
Squabulation. No. Like, we've just made that up now.
I'll tell you. You're talking out your ass.
It's not even your topic, man.
Mm-hmm.
Desquabmation is that
desquabmation.
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 It's because we were talking about the different types of things. Like,
desquabulate.
You know what?
This is going to be a bit of a, you know, hot. I don't know why I just made a sound.
Hot chicken cooking in the kitchen.
Sitting on your brother while you.
Cooking
in the kitchen.
I think because men and women would do it.
Cooking in the kitchen.
Crack on, Matt. Crack on.
Muslim. I'll just cut that all out. I have the power.
Hot chicken cooking.
Just editing mine and your voices for this episode.
No! I'm editing this episode!
We've got on record.
Hot chicken cooking. No, go on, go for it.
I was just saying that I think because men and women do it, if only women did it, then it would definitely be a taboo thing. But because both of us, everyone would be doing it, it'd be more of a normal thing. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Do you think it would be considered littering? Do you think you'd be expected to bring your squab home?
It's like biodegradable, isn't it?
But this is a necessity. Do you know how, like, if someone picks their nose and probably, like, oh.
Yeah, you wouldn't flick it necessarily.
Yeah, like, there would be. Like, because something like, you got to blow your nose, you got to clean your nose out. Yeah, but you can't do it nicely, discreetly. You're not getting it everywhere. I think
there'd probably be a squab unit in every public
squab. Squab.
Yeah. There'd be a squab dispenser.
Squabical
unit.
Mm-hmm.
Squab. Well, like you'd have toilets. You'd have a chamber or like a place to
a
squab.
A chamber.
In. Yeah.
Oh, I'd love a chamber.
Or maybe a bath to just squab. Bath,
yeah, squab. Because I was saying,
Daniel,
like,
just go in the chamber.
When watching my snake, obviously famously snakes, no limbs, so they kind of got
the
like
legend that is you yeah. say.
You say, mate. I mean, he's going to join the mythology of the what could have been.
Yeah.
But he'd have to rub against like a hard object to get the whole peel going. Like a banana.
Yeah.
Whereas we, I reckon,
put your dick in it, yeah.
You could just like pick at it and make a hole, or like, if you remember to book one, listeners, when Danny talked about having to have a bath to clip his toenails. I think you could do it dry, but if you have a bath, it kind of
it loosens it up.
It's just extreme exfoliation, isn't it? Really.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it first. Half chicken.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. Like, it would be like that's what I mean. That's why from the start I was saying there'll be like Roman bath-esque things. Or I was thinking more like, imagine having a huge salt bath that was really warm or tepid, so you could get in and just sort of it loosen up the skin around you, so then you can just wriggle out with it, rather than it be like a peel-off process, rather than be like an absolute ordeal. Yeah. It was like you could just hop in, it loosen it up, you could squeeze yourself out of there, fucking throw it in the discombobulation disposal unit. Get home, and then you saw it.
The discombobulation unit.
Yeah, I think.
Wait, have you ever been? I know you've been discombobulated, but have you ever been bobulated?
Yeah.
Bobulated. What were you?
Be combobulated.
Yeah, combobulated.
Yeah, I've been combobulated. I'm combobulated right now.
Yeah,
you're sort of combobulated, mate.
Yeah, I'm not confused.
Wait, are you trying to tell me that I'm not combobulated?
No, but like, I'm so discombobulated. But like, no one ever was like, I'm combobulated right now. I'm like, I am highly combobulated right now.
I'm highly combobulated. I think a lecturer should use that. Or like a TED talk or something. When I'm combobulated.
I don't know. I don't think it's a word.
Well, if you can be discombobulated, surely you can be.
Oh, no, this is my point. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Oh.
Something that's been racking my mind since I met a man called Mark on the pier in fucking Bristol.
I'm going to combobulate. Did he promise he was going to combobulate you?
No, we started talking about a revolution and got onto the ridiculousness of the English language.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, discombobulation came up and talking about being able to purloin things, which we mentioned last time. And discombobulation.
The first word on my good mouthfeel words list.
Discombobulation. Flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted. I mean, the list is on about, I think I've got 118 words now, but.
Discombobulation.
What was, what's it called? Serendipitous. Serendipitous is good.
Oh, serendipitous is good.
It feels good in your mouth, but the definition isn't good. Cataclysmic.
I like bamboozled.
Bamboozled?
Yeah.
Can you be boozled? Or is it just strictly bamboozled?
Well, I don't know if bam is a prefix. Yeah.
You can't be disbamboozled. I guess you can be disbamboozled or unbamboozled or.
Unbamboozlable.
I'm unbamboozlable.
Unschneeblebubblable. That's a word I made up.
No, well, think about it. Think about what else can you be like? Is that discombobulated? Surely there's something else like that fits within that realm.
Well, you have other words with dis that don't.
Yeah, discontinued.
That aren't a prefix, like distance.
Well, good point, because you wouldn't
distance
say.
Distance doesn't have.
Stunt. Yeah, but this is a full word.
Yeah, but okay, so when you say something's been discontinued,
like,
you wouldn't say.
Discombobulated, it sounds like it's a prefix. Like,
yeah,
that's only because you're leaving a space, you can go discombobulated.
No,
but it's where the accent is on the word, it's like discombobulated.
Yeah, that's my point. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
yeah.
The
like,
accent on the com.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
so
discombobulated.
Discontinued.
Distant,
but you don't have continued, do you?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't say, oh, yeah.
That's a terrible example. Continued is a word.
No, it is. It is, but you wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, it's being.
What about dysentery?
I don't know what that word means.
Yeah, that's a word, though. Because it's not a prefix. You don't have tinry, do you?
This is what I'm thinking about. Distance, you know, that's a Like, distance is a word. Like, distance.
Yeah, but so is discombobulated. You're just, yeah, but I'm talking you about just the pause emphasis. Differently when no, you where, say where, each
where's
word.
The, where's the emphasis, where is the emphasis when you say the word discombobulated?
Yeah, but emphasis doesn't make a difference between if it's two different words.
Yeah, I know, mate. If you've looked at the phonetic, like, how you phonetically say things, it is all the fucking... It is,
I'm
the
sorry, audience.
It's crucial how to say the word. What was that, Matt? You want to say that louder?
I'm sorry, audience.
We're getting into semantics now.
Mm-hmm. Bogged down in
so fucking combobulated.
Like, let's shed the skin of this conversation.
Let's unsemantic this.
Yeah, well, to be fair, dismantle. Can you mantle from it?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess
well, that's me. That. Yeah, you mantled. Well, that was a really short mystery.
You mantled the wall.
Yeah. Okay. Or the mantle under the crust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know,
Jesus Christ.
It's really not worth it.
Shall you wrap this one up, boys?
Yeah, you could put a little pretty bow on it.
This boat, mate, this boat's confusing, mate. This boat,
this boat's discombobulated AM.
Yeah. Right, yeah. We can shed our spiritual creatures. How about that?
Oh, wait, hold on then. If we're shedding skin, I reckon our creatures would be scranning it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and that's good for them, and we'll eat their skin as well.
Yeah, well, they're strictly reptiles.
And that
then.
Way, what animals must I'd have a duck then?
Why?
What?
Just... Duck skin's delicious.
Well, yeah, but then you got to kill your
mate,
the ducks don't
lie.
Just shed their skin, do they?
I haven't really ever just.
Yeah, but they will because I want them to.
It's my.
They're extension of me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking, okay, my thought that I had when Owen picked up on my elation, I was thinking, do you know how you take, you're hybridising all these names? What happens if your familiar is just a hybridisation of your parents' familiars?
Oh, don't, because I thought this, because I was thinking, you know Avatar The Last Airbender, the way in that realm they just hybridise animals?
Mm-hmm.
Like platypus bear, and Appa is the combination of a fucking... yak and a manatee.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Is it a yak? Is it fucking bison and a manatee? Like I was thinking down that route. I was like, I didn't want to mention it because it was like a combination of the two questions. It's like,
yeah. I was saving it. I think it'd get freaky. Imagine like, well, four generations down, you got some weird chimera, fucking
snake and a millipede.
Isn't that just a millipede?
An infinipede.
To infinipede and beyond. Yeah,
I think there would be a lot of power in that.
Yeah, I think so.
Then you would be making Pokemon at that point.
Yeah, you'd be getting a bit fucking freaky. You'd be Dr. Frankenstein in the whole thing.
No, because then at that point you'd just get to a point where it'd just be one big fucking mess of genetics.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and that's fine.
Welcome to genetics.
No, but like, alright, say your mum had an ant and your dad had an elephant combination, and then You met a woman who had a bloody snake.
Impossible.
And a blue whale. And then you had a baby. And then that had a combination of the snake and blue whale and the bloody ant and elephant. Like, and that's, what, three generations?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen in, like, 10, 20?
Okay, well, maybe. Okay, shall we go...
a good time.
Shall we just say that the names and how you dissect them... So the last name, the ending of your name is linked to certain parts of it. So in the same way that you were picking how the surnames work, you also then therefore pick how the hybrids work.
I want a gorilla with a monkey's tail and you can basically create your own hybrid.
It's not creating, it's just the names, the first part of your name and the last part of your surname are assigned.
An ant with an elephant's trunk.
Yeah. There you go. Well, that's what I'm saying. So,
or like, I want an elephant the size chunky. Of an ant. Like, it's just...
No, you're not...
Or
you're not
an ant the size of an elephant.
So my name... So Horton. So say I had an elephant. Work. The fucking legs of the elephant would be assigned to Tin and the Horbit would be assigned to the head of it or something.
Torso or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, that's... I don't know, maybe that's how it could work.
Mate, I don't know, but if I see any Horton...
And then depending on how you guys combine your names... So maybe people would start hybridising their names based on how it would hybridise their animals.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, it all makes sense.
And each kid is then born with their own animal, I think.
Would they all shed the skin or just the humans?
Just the humans.
Yeah, just you.
Just me and squabbling.
You'll just be squabbling mating. Wait, no, it's not squablimating, because that's what we do now. What was the word?
Desquablate.
Escudus.
No, it's desquamation.
Desquamation.
Peeling skin or desquamation is a common condition in which the outer layer of skin is shed. It is associated with healing from damage to the skin, either internal or external causes, such as burns or exposure to environmental irritants such as wind or sun.
Yeah, but what's the thing that snakes do?
Exudice.
So we want to be exudicing, not desquabumation.
Yeah. Ectasis. Ectasis. Oh, we better re-record the whole thing.
Nah, they'll get it.
Yeah, desquabulate was made up word.
Yeah, we made up the word.
But we made up the word so we could be whatever we want.
We're not like other podcasts.
Hybridizing, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also surely it'd be desquamasis.
No, because we're not doing that. We're talking about de-escalations.
No, that's not. That's not.
Right, we got any Yule, lads?
I was thinking maybe...
Got plenty of Yule, me, lad.
I was thinking maybe for specifically the exudices, they could come and like peel some of your like arm skin, so you've started peeling when you didn't want to start peeling, and they'd be called peeler.
That's pretty much what I had. Oh. But I was thinking he would just peel the Monster logo on you, and he's just sponsored by Monster.
Right, Monster on your forehead.
Yeah, you just always wake up and you're like, ah, damn you monster, you old boy.
Yep. Yeah. Or they just scrub out the middle of the name. When you're signing the birth certificate, they just rub it out and just
they'll combine your letters in the least pronounceable way.
Yeah. And for fuck's sake.
You're like, I can't have three H's in a row.
Oh, God.
Not again.
Yeah, they'd just be, and that would be called Unwritten.
It would be called a really hard pronounced name. KKH.
Yeah.
Be like Elon Musk's kid.
Wrong. I don't know what the... Maybe just it would be to kind of combine it all, someone that just doesn't feel like... It eats your peeled skin rather than your familiar. We're called Snaffler. Snaffler.
Yeah, the Snaff Goblin.
Snaff Goblin Gibblegoop.
Where's Danny gone? Is he not a Yule Lad in? Or is he making one?
Yeah, maybe he's farting out a Yule Lad.
Yule and Lurk.
Yeah, maybe Yule Lurk, yeah.
Danny, have you got a Yule Lad?
Not really, no.
Oh,
I'll think.
I'm thinking.
3, 2, 1, what's your Yule Lad? Go.
3, 2, 1, go. and that's the news.
I don't know, maybe the one that fucking hijacks your animal and like fucking...
Oh, so you think it's your best mate and then he betrays you?
That's what I mean,
that's so horrible.
He can get in the head of your animal and just fucking like... Actually, replaces your animal for a little bit, when actually your animal's just down the road having a fucking cheeky scran, and you're like, whoa.
Well, did your lad just kind of dresses up with some like little finned car, like plastered onto him?
This your lad, yeah, takes the skin of your animal and wears it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What about this mule lad who just turns your animal into a mule every time? You're like, no, not mule lad.
Fucking mule lad.
Jesus.
Yeah, just as like you're in a movie, the kid's preparing for like the football match of its life. He's there. Yeah. And then he's like, mule lad.
You refer to the kid as it.
Yeah, well, I don't know what gender they are.
Surely it'd be
they.
The football match of their life.
But yeah, there you go. What a wacky world.
Hot chicken.
Yeah, we've been cooking in the kitchen, kissing on our brothers. Yeah, pretty good.
Nice.
Oh God. Phenylalanine. Are we wrapping it up? This, mate, can't lie, we were a slightly off kilter today, weren't we?
Yeah, I mean, this is what happens. It happens when you've got one of the kind of more loosey-goosey topics.
Yeah,
and it kind of sets you off on.
We weren't even going to necessarily record today.
No. I mean, yeah, it's been a hectic day. It's been a long day. I'm feeling quite delirious. Yeah, it was a bit of a perfect storm.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a rogue one, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I've got to drive 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, it's not like late.
It's not late.
It's after 8, though. Yeah, I'll make you get some chocolate at least with some mint in the milk. Woo!
Nice. Fucking mint, that man.
fucking mint.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate with a bit of creamy mint.
Yeah. Shout out to After 8. It's kind of actually
sponsor us.
I think if they weren't so expensive, they'd be a much more common chocolate.
Why out? No,
that's part. They're like Toblerone though. That's why they. That's why they sell, because they're deluxe.
They are.
They sell them on special occasions. Like,
I feel like Toblerone's a classic fucking airport snack.
Yeah, ferry airport thing. You can get three massive. You get with a kilogram one for like £10 for three or something.
£10 for three, brother. Yeah, what are you
mate, the big ones there.
You're getting 3 kilograms of Toblerone for £3. No, for £10.
Yeah, on a ferry. I'm off duty free.
Mad.
Off duty.
Well, I don't know, mate. I haven't been on a ferry for about 6 years, so.
Yeah, mate. Inflation, mate. Putin's got him in save with it,
probably. Yeah, Putin controls. Yeah, it's not actually the Swiss,
price of Freddo's. Famous.
Yeah, it's not even me. It's... I don't even know who it is anymore.
What?
Probably the Yule lad that's fucking all over the country, innit?
The Toblerone.
The Toblerone!
Right. I think I'm
gonna... Should we fuck off, like?
Yeah.
Whoa! Yeah.
No, sorry, should we leave?
No, we should fuck off.
Yeah, good. Off I fuck.
Off I fuck, I'll go fuck myself then.
Been a pleasure, boys.
Making fish noises.
Yeah.
Matt, that pop filter, I can hear your popping.
Well, yeah, pop filters can't really stop you when you're against it.
When you're really popping.
Wait, I've had this stein for years. And I mean literal years, like since like 4 or 5 years. I never realised it says drink safe on the bottom of it.
Yeah, well, don't listen to
that. It's a nice thing to say when you've finished your pint, isn't it?
Yeah, drink safe after this fucking yeah,
we better have it at the top.
Yeah.
Surely.
On the foam at the top. Drink safe. Yeah.
Right. By the time you've finished it, it's too late.
I'm going to call it, lads.
Yeah.
Sayonara. Sayonara. Bye.
All right, well, that's been Danny.
It's been Matt.
It's been some barbulous.
Scoop-a-doop-a-boop.
Scoop-a-doop-a-da.
Bye.
In a bit.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking hate editing this one.
Stop making bloody noise! What are you doing? I don't know, brother.
Levitating.
Which is fucking...
Wham, bam, wibbity wom.
Who would have thought?
Well, that was a really short mystery.
Right, I don't have the mental...
Well, you're...
Nice.
I can't live in Scarborough.
I've got eczema.